Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Around success and winning Super Bowls that with this three-peat campaign officially kicking off a week from now, I thought was really interesting. Travis Kelce, we all know, going to year 12, and he's going to turn 35 at some point later on this year. I don't know when his birthday is. You probably have a birthday song ready. I'm not sure. That one doesn't flow as easily.
Nick actually did that one, remember?
Oh, yes.
He stole my Patrick Mahomes
song. That's right. That's right. We can maybe play that. But no
November?
Team. How crazy is this? No team, and this comes from Scott Kaxmar, no team has ever won a Super Bowl with its leading receiver in year 12 or later. Now, it's a very specific stat. I don't know how many leading receivers, how many guys qualified for this anyway, but no team has ever won a Super Bowl with its leading receiver in year 12 or later. No one has won with someone aged 35 or older. So Travis Kelce is both. It's another way for the Chiefs to possibly make some history here this year. Does that worry you? I just think it's an interesting stat. I also think there's a chance that he doesn't need to lead them in receiving this year anyway.
No, that's what really stands out. That is a bit surprising. I will say the Chiefs are really good at beating these stats. No quarterbacks ever won the MVP and also won this. It's been 45 years since a quarterback won the MVP and then won the Super. Patrick Mahomes did that. Nobody's on the cover of Madden and then wins this. He did that. So the Chiefs are particularly good at destroying these stats. This doesn't surprise me. No team has ever won a Super Bowl with their leading receiver in year 12 or later, or someone 35 years or older. Yeah. Have you seen the stats for 36-year-old wide receivers? They finished with 300 yards. They stink.
So I'm saying, how many players really had a chance to do that anyway?
Maybe Rice?
Yeah.
Maybe. And then he was at the tail end of his career. As a reminder for this stat, the second leading receiver all time over the age of 40 years old is Tom Brady. Because he once caught a pass for 10 yards. So this stat does not surprise me. The other part about this is going to probably surprise you because I have long since told you Travis Kelce will not age.
That's right.
I think he'll have another 1,000-yard season this year. So I haven't even wavered off of that necessarily. I don't think he leads this team in receiving this year. I think Rashee Rice is leading this team in receiving this year. I think Rashee Rice, with the addition of Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, stands to benefit the absolute most from the new-look version of their offense. He was third in the NFL in yards after catch his rookie year. It only stands to reason there'd be more room now. I think Rashee Rice is a 1,200-yard receiver this season. And as a result of that, I don't think this stat's coming into play. I don't think it's coming into play at all.
I don't there's a chance it doesn't, but also it's not one that would concern me because you said it. We're not talking about just a normal player. He's going to go down as the greatest tight end of all time. So if there's anybody that can buck a trend, it would be Travis Kelce. You're saying that having the deep threat's going to help Rice. I agree. I also think it's going to make Travis Kelce's job.
Oh, it makes it easier too.
Yeah. And hopefully he's just not as beat up. And last year, we all know it was what? Was it on Monday or Tuesday? We found out that he had the bone bruise. Yeah. So if he starts the season fully healthy, which is where he's at currently, that also bodes well. Last year, we know he could have had a 1,000-yard season if he played in Week 18. He chose not to, which turned out to be a very smart decision. It's why he looked like a Hall of Fame tight end again during the playoffs.
Man, he looked rejuvenated.
He had 984. He had 1,338 the year before, 1,125 the year prior to that. And again, this stat is specifically talking about leading the team in receiving. What do you think the number, I guess you're saying you think Rice could. What do you think the number has to be? Does for someone, whoever the leading receiver is, whether you think it's Rice, Kelce, Hollywood Brown, I doubt it'll be him with the injury now, but who it is up for debate. What's the number do you think it takes to get there? Is it 1,200? You think you have to, like, for this team, or are they going to spread it around enough that this offense
I think
so
1,100
good?
Would lead this team in receiving. Because I think Kelce's like 1,000, but not like way over 1,000. I think Kelce's like 1,050, 1,100 yards. So if you told me you got 1,115, I think this probably lead the team in receiving, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they need a 1,200-yard receiver, because if they're going to be as deep as we think they are and just a much better wide receiver room all the way around, Travis Kelce, let's say he's around 1,000. We went through the numbers, how few teams have two or have three 1,000-yard receivers. You know, I told you before the Hollywood Brown injury, I thought he was going to have a chance to push that. I'm realistic about it. I recognize that he's missing a game or two or three at least, and so no longer do I believe Hollywood Brown has a chance to be a 1,000-yard receiver this year. I still think he could be a 700 or 800-yard receiver. Rashee Rice, I'm with you. I think he'll push 1,000. He was already very close a year ago. And the real question will be with Worthy. Is he a 500-yard guy, or is he a 800-plus? I tend to think it's closer to I would take the under on the 750.5 for him. But look, the wide receiver room in leading it, I think it's going to be closer than we think. Like, I don't think someone's going to run away with. I don't think Travis Kelce's having a 1,350-yard season. I think it'll be a bunch of guys in that 970 range to 1,200 range, and that's fine. That works. Nobody's complaining about that.
I think they have a realistic shot of having three 1,000-yard wide receivers. I wouldn't actually predict it. It's happened so few times in NFL history. I think you'd have to be a little too bullish. I also think you'd probably have to count on Hollywood Brown being available week one. Out of the jump, no questions asked. And obviously that's not the case. So because he'd be the most likely to be the third guy to get 1,000 yards, Xavier Worthy. I mean, that's just like, you know.
I think Hollywood have to miss half the season for Worthy to have a chance to get a 900
yards.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't know that I would necessarily predict that high of a number, because it's still a lot asking for a rookie wide receiver. But yeah, this stat, I get why it exists. I also just don't think it applies to the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I think it's such a small sample size, it doesn't apply to them.
913-586-7965. That's the text line here on 96.5 The Fan. Someone from the 913 says Kelce's a tight end, not a receiver. Well, he lines up at wide receiver as well.
I did a whole bit on this show once.
And the stat is no team has ever had a Super Bowl with this leading receiver, not leading wide receiver. It's literally any, I mean, for the sake of this conversation, it could be a running back. It's not going to be, but it's not saying a leading wide receiver. It is a leading receiver on its team. In year 12 or later, no team has ever won a Super Bowl with that. So it doesn't have to, that's saying tight end. It's any receiver.
Just anybody. That
catches a football.
Because I'll be honest with you, there's probably a lot of bad teams over the history of the year that some 35-year-old Mercedes Lewis led them in receiving yardage with like 778, right? Like there's a couple of bad teams in there that had some sad old receiver, but also do 35-year-old receivers, are they still in the league most of the time? Like, that's the whole other part of it. Most of the time, they're not in the league anymore. Those guys are gone, washed, cooked, over with, gold. And if that's the case, then I guess I just don't worry about it. It just feels like such a small sample size. I don't have to care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.